From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study this week entitled, Why Read the Bible? And, you know, this study is, as I say, as basic as breakfast. This study that we are conducting this week is not theologically deep, but it's very practical. It's very basic. My granddad used to say to me, and I can hear it over and over again, him saying, Gary, he would say, the most important meal of the day is your breakfast. Make sure that you get up and have a good breakfast. And that's why I say that reading the Bible is as basic as breakfast. If we want to have the spiritual nourishment to live throughout the course of any day, we need to have read the Bible. Just like that breakfast of the bacon and eggs or cereal or whatever it may be gives you the nourishment for the day physically. It's the reading of the Word of God that gives you the nourishment for the day spiritually. And that's why I believe it's good to have your Bible reading in the early morning hours. Now, I know that different people do it at different times, but I have found down through the years that the best time for me to have my Bible reading and devotions is very early in the morning when there is no disruption and when I can just be alone with the Lord and read His wonderful Word. But this week we are talking about the basic concept of reading the Bible. And so far we've noted that we should read the Bible to learn about salvation, we should read the Bible to grow in the Lord, and we should read the Bible to build our faith. Today, let's continue by noting that we should read the Bible to succeed spiritually. We should read the Bible to succeed spiritually. And for this, we go back to the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8. Now, to give you some background here, keep in mind that Joshua had just been called by God to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. He had been Moses' assistant for 40 years, in a sense, in that he watched Moses. He was with Moses. He did some things for Moses. And Moses, however, died. And now God wanted Joshua to lead the children of Israel into the Promised Land. And I'm not so sure that Joshua wanted that job, because since he was close to Moses, he knew how cantankerous and even disobedient the children of Israel could be. And yet God called him to this great task. And when you read down through Joshua chapter 1, over and over again, God said to Joshua, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. Be strong. Be of good courage. Be strong and be very courageous. And then he says in verse 9, I command thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And so God was saying to Joshua, don't be afraid, don't be fearful, be courageous, and do what I want you to do. But the key to doing that is found in verse 8 of Joshua 1, where God said to him, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Now, let's look at that verse. Because we see that God starts out by saying to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, in Joshua's day, all that he had of the Word of God were the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. We call that the Pentateuch. He didn't have the completed scripture as you and I do today, but he did have those five books, and those five books were not to depart out of Joshua's mouth. In other words, they were to be a part of his everyday life. They were not to be neglected. He was to be in the Word of God as he had it, just like you and I are to be in the Word of God consistently today. And God went on in speaking to Joshua, and he said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Now, that word meditate, that's the second time we've come across that word this week. We looked at it Monday from Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Here we see it again. And it simply means to digest what the Word of God has to say, and to do it day and night. That is, we are to think about the Word of God. We are to study the Word of God. We are to dig into the Word of God, and we are to think about the Word of God on a consistent basis, day and night. But that all begins by reading the Word of God. We'll never be able to meditate upon the Word of God until we read it. And then God goes on with Joshua and says that the reason why the Word of God, the law of God, should not depart from his mouth, the reason why he was to meditate upon the Word of God, was that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. In other words, God was saying to Joshua, Joshua, I want you to read the book of the law. I want you to be in the book of the law so that you can learn how to obey me. You see, beloved, obedience is very much a part of the Christian life. But there is no way on earth that we can obey God if we don't know what God expects. The only way to know what God expects is to be in the Bible, is to be in the Word of God. I mean, if you listen to your Sunday school teacher or your pastor when he preaches, or a radio program like this, certainly you can learn certain things about the Word of God. But if you really want to know who God is, what God expects, and how God operates, you need to be in the Word of God in your life every day. He says that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. You know, you could be missing the mark of God's will. You could be living in sin and perhaps not know it because you've not read the Word of God. Think about that. And as a Christian, you'll be accountable to God for that. And yet, you've got the Word of God, you can read it. I wonder how many of us will stand before God, and God will say at that Bema Seat judgment of Christ, where Christians will stand before God, God will say, why didn't you do this, or why didn't you do that? And we might come back and say, well, God, we didn't know you wanted us to do that. And he'll respond by saying, well, you had my word, you just didn't read it, and therefore you just didn't know. And we'll be held accountable for that. Yes, we need to be in the Word of God to observe, to do according to all that is written therein. And then he goes on, as God is speaking to Joshua in Joshua 1 and verse 8, he says, for then, that is, after the Word of God does not depart from your mouth, after you meditate upon the Word of God, after you obey the Word of God, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And again, that does not mean that when you and I read and study and obey the Word of God, that we will become millionaires. This is not teaching prosperity theology. But it is teaching us that when we are in the Word of God and studying it and obeying it, that God will use His Word in our life to enable us to prosper and be successful in doing His will. And, you know, that worked in the life of Joshua as well. when you read through the book of Joshua, you will find that he was able to accomplish everything that God wanted him to do. Why? Because he was in the book of the law. For instance, turn to Joshua chapter 11 and verse 23, where it says, "So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war." Why was Joshua able to be successful and do all that God wanted him to do? It was because he was reading and studying and meditating upon the Word of God daily. Now, let me be frank here at the end of the program. Some of you have been Christians for many, many years, but you're really struggling in your Christian life. You've got an addiction to this, or you're failing in that area of your walk with the Lord. Why? Well, it could be as simple as the fact that you're not reading and studying the Bible, and you're struggling. Begin to read and study the Bible and allow the Spirit of God to teach you and strengthen you through the Bible, through the Word of God. And God's promise will become a reality in your life. You will begin to prosper and be successful in what God wants you to do for His glory and for your good. But it starts by reading the Bible. I trust that you'll take heed to the Word of God today. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue our study on why read the Bible. We'll look at another very practical principle. But until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And with that thought in mind, we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.